Thank you, Robin. The final set of news stories for today's recording begin with two which warn of a hosepipe ban and being prepared for flash flooding. You couldn't make it up, could you? Anglian Water has warned that it may have to bring in a hosepipe ban for Norfolk with no significant rainfall on the horizon. The region is currently in its third heat wave of the summer, with temperatures regularly over 30 degrees Celsius. Last month saw the hottest ever June temperature recorded in Norfolk when it reached 37.7 Celsius in Lingwood. An Anglian Water spokesman said, "Although we're not putting hosepipe bans in place at the moment, the situation is changing very quickly and we can't completely rule them out for the summer. During this current heat wave, and the two recent ones, we're having to produce more water than ever before to keep everyone on supply, so we've urged customers to avoid using hosepipes and use less water wherever they can. The prospect of a ban will alarm gardeners who have already been facing a daunting task to keep their plants watered." Pauline James, clerk at Acle Parish Council, said allotment holders would struggle with restrictions. "It is sad when the flowers shrivel and die, but a ban is particularly difficult for gardeners and allotment holders who are trying to grow produce to eat."
And yet, people in Norfolk are being urged to stay alert to the risk of flooding, despite the current heatwave and sunny weather. Officials at Norfolk County Council have reminded people that flooding can and does happen during the summer months, not just in the winter. They point to how last summer, County Hall's flood and water team received 100 reports of flooding, including 54 cases where water entered buildings. Henry Cater, chairman of the Norfolk Strategic Flooding Alliance, said, "Heavy localised downpours can quickly overwhelm drainage systems and lead to flash flooding, often with little warning. People can find advice on how to prepare for flooding at www.norfolk.gov.uk/flooding.
A marriage proposal became even more memorable after the couple spotted a rare insect. Samantha Chamberlain, 42, and Jack Tunmore, 40, from Norwich, were camping at Whitlingham Country Park when they spotted a bright pink grasshopper just after Mr. Tunmore popped the question. The unusual insect, which gets its colouring from a rare genetic mutation, has been described by Wildlife Trust experts as a once-in-a-lifetime find. The discovery came early Sunday morning, shortly after Mr. Tunmore had got down on one knee to ask Miss Chamberlain to marry him after being together for 2 years. "We were so excited and couldn't believe what we were seeing, so I picked it up and put it in a box to take it a closer look before releasing it back into the wild," Mr. Tunmore said. Andrew Hickenbottom, a warden for Suffolk Wildlife Trust, said the grasshopper is a rare and unusual discovery because they are usually eaten by birds due to their inability to camouflage from birds and insects. According to spiritualists, seeing a pink grasshopper symbolizes uniqueness, creativity, personal growth, and positive transformation.
Soaring temperatures have turned the briny barmy on the Norfolk coast as a marine heat wave follows the sweltering conditions on land. Experts reckon the North Sea is between 4 and 5 degrees centigrade warmer than usual for July, reaching levels not usually seen until August. And bathers at Old Hunstanton agreed that the waters off the gently shelving sands were just right for a dip as the tide trickled in. Regular sea swimmer Ellie Slade, aged 21, who was visiting from Swaffham for the day, said, "It definitely does feel a few degrees warmer than it normally does. I do like to swim here in all weathers, and when I get out in the winter I look red as a lobster." Chris Mowat, age 77, was visiting North Norfolk for the first time from his home at Kendal in Cumbria, where he regularly swims in the lakes. "It's a lot warmer here than Lake Windermere, I'll tell you that," he said. "It's our first time here, and it's fantastic."
farming students from Norfolk College welcomed their counterparts from countries across Europe to compete in a major international skills contest. Agro Challenge 2026 event attracted teams from 17 countries for 2 days of intensive competition at Eastern College near Norwich and the Royal Norfolk Show. Each team, made up of 4 students, took part in 18 practical challenges designed to test a broad range of agricultural skills and teamwork under pressure. Tasks included precision tractor driving, balancing bales with a telehandler, assembling a water system for pigs, and calculating the weight of various livestock. The competition, being held in the UK for the first time, concluded with a beer barrel relay in the Royal Norfolk Show's Grand Ring. The team from Luxembourg were the champions with 268 points, while Team UK, represented by Eastern College students and apprentices George Alston, Harry Hammond, Emily Hawthorne and Charlotte Shakespeare, finished in joint 9th place with 171 points. Team UK coach Binnie Lenihan said they worked together as a team, embraced the experience and made the most of every opportunity, representing the UK brilliantly.
An epic endurance challenge is set to take place along the Norfolk Coast Path. Paul Gill, a 37-year-old volunteer with Norwich Samaritans, will run 83 miles from Hunstanton to Hopton on July the 24th. The run honours his late sister and raises funds for the support line that has become a vital part of his life. Mr. Grill said, "I'll be running this challenge both to raise much-needed funds for a local charity that does incredible things and in memory of my sister Bethany. I know the challenge will be long, hard and lonely at times, but I truly feel that this will be nothing compared to the experiences of those who need Samaritans." He began volunteering for the crisis helpline following the death of his sister Bethany by suicide 7 years ago. All money raised will go to Norwich Samaritans, who provide confidential emotional support to anyone in distress, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
We've now arrived at the end of this edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you have enjoyed it. We've had a delivery problem this week and have only received about 60 envelopes back. However, we have endeavoured to send out our usual number to you.
Our thanks, as usual, go to the whole team of over a dozen loyal volunteers who've produced today's edition. Our editor was Ian Gorst. The sound recordist was Mike Bessie. If you'd like to let us know anything about the items you've heard about today, what you've enjoyed or not, as the case may be, you can call us on 01603 765 365. Again, that's 01603 765 365. The office is not staffed every day, so if there's no reply, please do leave a message on the answer phone and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. You can also send us an email at contact@cbtn.org.uk. And with that, it's time to go. So from me, John, and from Marianne, it's goodbye.
Goodbye.